welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And what a week it's been weather-wise. More like February than May. We've had ground frosts and the Cairngorms have seen more than just a few inches of snow. It's all making for a miserable spring, not only for farmers and crofters, but also the growing band of grow-your-own veggie enthusiasts. We've also had reports of lambs doing very poorly with poor grass supplies for ewes, making for less milk to rear the smaller ones on, and farmers with early-born lambs having to give them expensive bought-in feeds to try and get them going and getting up to weight. Arable farmers haven't been excused the misery of long wet days either, with those spring potato plantings dropping further behind than ever, and some spring barley seed is unlikely to get out of the bag and get sown at all. So, it's been a season to switch the heating back on, obviously, and throw some logs onto the fire, or in some cases, into the brand new log burner. There was a seminar held last night by Highland Birchwoods at Dingwall, looking at wood fuels, biomass boilers, and the new renewable heat incentive schemes. One lady who is a wood fuel convert is Jenny McCallum from the Scottish Agricultural College. She uses logs rather than wood chips or wood pellets to keep her own home cosy.
I've just installed a log gasification system in my new house to run the underfloor heating and the hot water system, and it's absolutely marvellous.
Okay, you say absolutely marvellous. Does it require much work from yourself? And just explain what log gasification is. That's a whole new term to me.
A log gasification boiler basically has an induced draft which burns the gases off the burning log itself that's in a log box. It's about the size of a larder fridge, freezer sort of size. It sits in the corner of the garage and I load it up with wheelbarrows worth of sticks a day, and that heats up a giant tank of water in my loft called an accumulator, and then that feeds out the heat through the day to a thermostatically controlled underfloor heating system. Absolutely marvellous.
So whether you use whole logs, wood chips or pellets, there's a whole range of boilers out there which can make heating your property much cheaper than the traditional oil-fired systems, and in a lot of cases just as trouble-free and easy too. And if you get the system right, you could qualify for renewable heat incentives to pay for the whole setup. Something to think about there this weekend. But whatever you do, have a good one, try and stay warm, and join me Monday for more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.